Windswept by Nadine D'Souza, read by Chuck Brown. The copperpod tree was in full bloom. Vibrant and vivacious, it swayed gracefully from side to side, sending down a shower of copper-yellow petals. "Gosh, you're beautiful!" exclaimed the other trees. The copperpod tree stood up straight and rustled its leaves, clearly enjoying the attention. A gust of wind blew through the forest, causing all the trees to bend westward. "Oh, no, my flowers!" cried the copperpod tree, trying its best to stand still. Another gust of wind sent the trees swaying the other way. "That's enough," said the copperpod tree, as a bunch of flowers fell from its topmost branches. "I've just about had enough." All the other trees turned to look. "Now look here, Mr. Wind, I refuse to dance to your tunes any more. I wish to sway by myself, not the way you want me to," said the copperpod tree firmly. A gentle whisper broke out among the trees. The wind stopped blowing. The din of dead silence rang through the forest. A moment later, the wind swept through the air again. It circled around the trees and made a whooshing sound, but it never touched the copperpod tree. The copperpod tree watched the other trees giggle as the wind tickled their branches. Then it turned the other way and admired its flowers. Out of the corner of its eye, it looked to see if any tree was watching, but they were all dancing with the wind. The copperpod tree tried to ruffle its flowers, but it couldn't. It tried to shake its branches, but it couldn't. It tried to lean closer to the other trees, but it couldn't. All it could do was stand still. "Gosh, you're beautiful," said the trees. A few days later, the copperpod tree opened its tired eyes with a glimmer of hope. But the other trees were looking elsewhere. They were looking at the gullmower tree, which was ablaze with fiery red flowers. It was scattering its petals in the air like tiny sparks of fire. The wind blew around it, tussling its branches and making its flowers flush an even brighter red. Nobody paid any attention to the copperpod tree, which was all bent now. There wasn't a single copper-yellow flower on it. Dried flowers and leaves still clung to its branches. The copperpod tree let out a groan. Its trunk was hurting from standing so still. It longed to sway at least once, but the wind refused to even come near it. "All right, Mr. Wind, I'm sorry. The truth is that I need you," sighed the copperpod tree. It felt a slight waft of air near its side. The wind had come closer to listen. "I know I'm a big, beautiful tree with lovely flowers and healthy branches and a nice, strong trunk. But all that doesn't matter if all I can do is be still," said the copperpod tree. "I want to sprinkle my petals over the little children that sit beneath me. I want to reach out my branches and kiss the sky. I want to stretch and protect the people that take shelter under me. I want to dance again. I want to be a living, breathing tree that sways with the wind." The copperpod tree hunched lower, unable to even stand up straight anymore. A gentle breeze floated over the copperpod tree. It started out at its roots, awakening them from their slumber. It traveled upward, wrapping itself around its trunk and permeating through its gnarled branches. It gave the tree a little shake, causing its dried flowers and leaves to fall away. It nuzzled the little flower buds, which started blooming. The wind encompassed the copperpod tree in a giant hug and swayed with it in a soft, gentle dance. The copperpod tree threw its branches around the wind and danced like it had never danced before. The End.